Welcome back to Serial Killers Ranked. Today we'll be talking about Theodore Robert Cowell, or as you may know him, Ted Bundy. Later on, I have an interview set up with Kathy Kleiner, a survivor of Bundy's predatorial grasp, but first, we'll start with a good rundown on him. Fitness enthusiast Ted Bundy used his good looks and charm to lure young women before killing them. His confidence led him to kill women who slightly resembled Stephanie Brooks, the woman who first broke his heart. Many of his victims were found dead with indications of sexual assault, abuse, and strangulation. If his looks didn't work, he would often use aliases or pose as first responders. A few of his false identities were Chris Hagen, Kenneth Misner, Officer Roseland, Richard Burton, and Rolf Miller. In 1975, he was linked to the kidnapping of Carol Durant, 18-year-old from Utah. Elizabeth Kendall, Bundy's ex-girlfriend, anonymously tipped police and thus began his trials. When pulled over, police found a crowbar, mask, ropes, and handcuffs in Bundy's vehicle, so their suspicion only grew. In 1976, he was arrested and sentenced to 15 years in prison for the kidnapping of Carol Durant, but soon after, he was connected to at least 30 other murders across 7 states. He then had 2 trials and was sentenced to death by electric chair. In 1977, Ted Bundy escaped prison twice, once during his transfer to Aspen, Colorado, where he was found 8 days later. The second time and more successful time was when he escaped through a crawl space in the ceiling. He changed into street clothes, found in a closet, then stole a car and made his way to Tallahassee, Florida. Once he got there, he rented a room at Florida State University and went by the alias Chris Hagen. He would have been successful if he didn't commit more crimes. On February 15, 1978, Ted Bundy was captured and arrested for 3 counts of attempted first-degree murder and 2 counts of burglary. Bundy was then sentenced to death by electrocution for the 3rd and final time in February of 1980. He confessed to 30 homicides before being executed on January 24, 1989, at 42 years old. Now time for a brief intermission before the interview. Now, I'm about to talk to one of the only surviving victims of Ted Bundy. She survived the sorority house attacks of Chi Omega in 1978. Now here's Kathy Kleiner. Hi Kathy, how are you?
I'm doing great, how are you?
I'm good. Ready to start the interview?
Of course, it gets easier every time I talk about it.
What do you remember from the night of the attack?
Well, I remember the noise of the trip and something falling off the trunk. And that woke me up, and the room was dark and I didn't have my glasses on. But I remember seeing a black mass. I couldn't even see that it was a person, but I saw the club. I saw him lift it over his head, and then he slammed it on me, where he hit me in the face and broke my jaw in 3 places, and I passed out. But that's what I remember the most, him lifting the club and bringing it down on me.
Do you remember thinking of anything at the time, or did you go into survival mode at all, or did it happen so fast that you couldn't think of what to do?
Being confused and scared, I just laid there. It didn't mean anything to me that someone was attacking me. I think because I refused the first time, he was at a stage where he hit me really hard. I was numb and hurting, not knowing what was going on, and my face was covered in blood. I didn't understand that something happened until he left. The whole time I was in shock. I did not go into survival mode at the time because I was hurting. I didn't know what to do, but I still managed.
How are you feeling after the fact?
I hadn't been around any of my sorority sisters since the attack, and they're all moving forward, and here I am stuck in a bubble. But I didn't let it ruin my life. 3 months after the attack, I took a job as a cashier at a lumber yard to overcome the fear of a strange man. I planned a wedding. My parents thought it was a good idea for me. Right after the wedding, I found a job as a bank teller where I was remotely robbed and gun-pointed by an attractive male stranger. But it was not a setback for me. Yes, it reminded me of a lot of Bundy, but I knew you had to keep going and to move on, so I took the afternoon off and I returned the next day.
Do you think Bundy deserves justice or not?
Bundy, yes, he lived and he breathed and he did what we did. And at some point, he was possibly a real person. I think it's good for people to know about Bundy. I really do. They need to know that there's evil out there and that we can't control it. But about your question, absolutely not. Not because my life was at stake, but because many more were and he didn't even care.
And that concludes our interview. Thank you so much for your time, Ms. Kleiner.
My pleasure.
Now, before we sign off, here are some not-so-fun facts about Ted Bundy. He sometimes would revisit his crime scenes, grooming and performing sexual acts with decomposing corpses until putrefaction and destruction by wild animals made any further interaction impossible. He took Polaroids of his victims. His youngest victim was just 12 years old. He's infamously known as a serial killer, kidnapper, rapist, burglar, necrophile, and psychopath. Thank you so much for tuning into Serial Killers Ranked.